Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the Sky. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Spirit in the Sky. Thank you for being. I'm the voice from the sky. That's right. I'm beaming down from the heavens out of off the satellite right under your little AM/FM radio there, or maybe into your PC if you're listening to our simulcast. Thank you for hanging out with me, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. MyPersonalBrilliance.com is his website, and we're talking about asking questions, the art of asking questions. Is there a formula for asking questions, Jim?
Well, you know, I don't know that there's a formula as much as engaging your curiosity. I think there are a couple of things to think about and make sure you're not doing, right? I think questions aren't designed to punish. You know, we're not grilling somebody. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. Be curious, be engaged, be interested, right? That's important. Mm-hmm. I think questions help you teach. You know, when you're the guy who's really good at asking the questions so that you get to the root cause of a problem and get problem solved, you're attractive. Mm-hmm. So if you're a business owner and you can do that, the first thing that's going to happen, this happens in waves, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to be needed a lot because they want you to come and ask your questions so that we can get to a solution, because people mm-hmm. are used to that happening. They feel good about that.
And when you're in a group and you ask a question, you're sharing your curiosity with others, whereas when you and trying to get them to buy in, to contribute to it, to join your curiosity. But when you tell them what you think, when you give them your opinion, which is something that talk show hosts have a strong tendency to do, when you tell them your opinion, you're sort of closing them out a little bit, aren't you?
Well, exactly. What you're doing is you're allowing them into the solution to a problem, and so you're training. So here's what tends to happen. After you're very attractive and you have to be involved in every problem because you're good at the questions, you're now starting to train people to ask those questions, and they come to you with the answers. It's like, well, Jim, I know you were going to ask about this, and we've already researched it, and here's the answer.
Well,
what
yeah.
you're doing is you're training people to think through the problem, which is the key, rather than thinking about the problem.
Well, it's the thing, what I tell people is don't bring me a problem unless you thought of some kind of a solution, because if they come to me and say, what's the problem, the first thing I'm going to say is, what do you think we should do?
Well, and Jim, see, that's a nice thing to say. Don't come to me unless you know. But how do we make that happen? And I think the questions and thinking consciously
right.
about the fact that you asking questions in the process
yep.
are training people to know what to explore.
The second time they come back with a problem, they have a problem, they're going to say, okay, I better not take him this, because the first thing he's going to do is ask me what I think.
You got it. And
yeah.
And he's going to ask me about this, he's going to ask me about that. Remember last time, and so I'm going to start preparing better. And what happens is, again, I'm engaged in the work now
mm-hmm.
because of your questions. And I can answer those questions without you even being there, and that's what leadership's about.
Another thing that's helped me to be, whenever I can do it the right way and remember to do it, what it helps me to, if I need to make a correction, if I need to have a some kind of a serious meeting with an employee, if they've done something that they shouldn't have done, it's our tendency to say, why did you do that? You didn't do that. You shouldn't have done that. Blah blah blah. Whereas, and I've kind of gotten caught in a bind before when I did that, and so I've tried to learn to say, okay, this is something that happened. You were there. You were in the middle of it. Tell me what was going on. Tell me what you were thinking. Tell me why you did that. Talk to me. Talk me through why you did that. And you know what? I found out whenever I do that, I find out that the person said, well, boss, that's what you told me to do. Turns out I probably had. You know what I mean? They maybe it wasn't as much their fault as it seemed like it was. As it seemed like it was.
Yeah, you might discover that one of the rules that we have doesn't apply all the time.
Exactly.
That's growth. That's mm-hmm. getting better, and it's getting to a heightened level of capability.
Asking a question will get you out of a lot of trouble, won't it?
It sure will. There's no doubt about that. And
give
it'll create innovation at the same time.
Give us your website again, Jim.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com.
Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Great almost nine-year member of our Brain Trust. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.